The Art of Rideshare Delivery and Gig. Your host, James Lockett, brings yours and his experience to share best practices to generate a better income. Visit our website, www.driveforwardseattle.org, and become a member so that you can get notifications of all the new podcasts and informational videos. Follow us also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
State legislation. They started a new session earlier this month. I'm James. I'm here with Michael Wolf, Executive Director of Drive Forward. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, James. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. I asked Michael to come to this podcast with me because we didn't think that legislation would affect our members. So, Michael Wolf, if you can expound on that for us, I'm sure our listeners would appreciate it.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, we're a few weeks into the 2024 Washington State legislative session, and we thought it would be a quiet one. We weren't actually expecting any new legislation this time around, and yet here we are recording a podcast about the state legislative session. So obviously there's a new bill in the House of Representatives. It's House Bill 2382, and it's being proposed to expand L&I or workers' comp death benefits to rideshare drivers when they're simply logged into a rideshare app. Currently, rideshare drivers are only covered by L&I if they have accepted a trip and are on the way to pick up a passenger, or if they are actually on the trip with the passenger in their car. And so for those members also who don't really understand L&I death benefits, basically if a person dies because of a work-related event, their surviving spouse and dependents can receive a death benefit, and that this benefit gives a surviving spouse a payment of 60% of the deceased's wages at the time of death, and an additional 2% per surviving child, up to 5 children. Now, if you have other family situations, the payments are a little bit different, but that's a little bit too much in the weeds. And so what's important here is that this legislation is basically just expanding when a driver can receive L&I death benefits.
So House Bill 2382 gives rideshare drivers who are killed on the job L&I benefits at any time they are on the app. Is it really that simple?
Well, of course not. I mean, God forbid the legislature should ever make anything that simple.
Yeah.
But in the legislation, it says that for the driver to be covered, they have to be logged into the app, but not on a trip or heading to a pickup. And the driver must be in their vehicle or in the immediate proximity of their vehicle with the intent to accept a trip to be covered under this expansion. Obviously, again, if you're on a trip or heading to a pickup, you're already covered. So this is expanding it to those specific times.
So let's break this down a little bit for our listener. What happens if a driver leaves his car to go grab lunch or something, but remains on app and something tragically, unfortunately happens to them? Are they covered under this benefit?
And that's the part we're still sort of unclear about. The legislation says the benefit applies for a death that would otherwise not be covered by L&I, but it does not define what a medium proximity to a vehicle is, and it gives no examples for us to follow. Instead, it leaves these specifics to the rulemaking authority of the Department of Labor and Industries, which means we'll have to wait until that rulemaking process starts after the legislation is passed to have a clearer picture of exactly how this expanded benefit would apply.
Okay, sounds like we need to pay close attention to this rulemaking process. Now, we've been talking about rideshare drivers only. What about delivery drivers and other apps? Are they covered by this?
The simple answer is no. This legislation is only for rideshare drivers, as the state has yet to regulate the other app companies. We are hopefully expecting them to look at and possibly pass legislation for delivery app companies next session in 2025.
That's unfortunate. Delivery drivers aren't protected. Is there anything else our listeners should know about?
Well, yeah, you know, this legislation, and I think this is, you know, super important. This legislation is being brought forth as a direct response to the tragic killings of five rideshare drivers since 2020 in Washington State. I think I speak for all of our members when I say that our hearts go out to the families of those drivers. What's really sad is that this legislation didn't happen earlier, as all five of those drivers were killed while they were logged into their app waiting for a trip. And because this law didn't exist, none of their families received any benefits from LNI. And you know, I just want to be clear that, you know, it's tragic when any driver dies, whether they, you know, accident, victim of violence, you know, victim of crime. It's a tragedy. And you know, just we're going to be talking a lot more about this month in this particular legislation. And just, you know, obviously Drive Forward is supporting the passage of this legislation. And we will likely be asking you in the coming days and weeks to write your state representative and state senator, ask them to pass this bill.
Great. Moving forward, how are we going to notify our members of this process?
Well, you know, oftentimes we'll have some lead time on legislation that's coming up so that we can have a little more warning to you all about what we need and whether we need people to come with us down to Olympia to talk to senators and representatives. Unfortunately, this bill was a very fast put together bill. We didn't learn of this bill until 3 days before its first hearing in committee. It looks like committee is probably going to pass it to the main floor of the House of Representatives this week, meaning that it will likely be passed by the House of Representatives in the next 10 days. So this is moving really quickly. And so mostly we're going to be reaching out to you, ask you to just simply send an email to your legislator on this one. But in the future, when we have more warning, there'll be much more opportunity for you all to be involved, be talking to your legislators, and trying to influence, you know, decisions like these kinds of pieces of legislation before they even become a bill in front of the legislator.
Great. Well, we at Drive Forward trust that this information is of value to you and want you to stay informed. If you have any questions or concerns, please visit us at our website at www.driveforwardseattle.org and contact us, get back to you, and try to answer your questions appropriately. Thank you, Michael, for your time. We appreciate it as always.
Hey, yeah, no problem. Also, you can always follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So check us out there.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. My time is up. It's time to roll out.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If you're interested in joining MAC, that is Member Advisory Committee, contact your host James at james@driveforwardseattle.org. Please remember to subscribe at our website, www.driveforwardseattle.org, and follow us also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thank you.